This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yep, let's move right on to the new year, because it's around the corner, and we'll get closer to it with each day. That's kind of a silly statement. Hello, duh. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. Happy New Year. My friend John Harper is here from WMEL to celebrate with us as well. John is one of my best broadcast buddies. Been around. WMEL has been carrying this program forever and a day. And so with that, he and I have been around forever and a day.
Yeah. Broadcasters, we won't talk about that, right?
Yeah, right. No, it's here. Well, I think we ought to talk about what is obvious in terms of travel. You're in South Florida, or central Florida, along the Space Coast there.
Yeah, I'm near the Kennedy Space Center.
Right. So you have to worry about the snow globe down there. I wonder how many people, do you find when you're around your family and friends, did you get a snow globe when you were a kid? Didn't everybody have a snow globe?
Yeah.
Jay, have you got a snow globe, Jay?
Yes, they're amazing.
Yeah, they're kind of, and they're side of the times. James Collins in the studio, main studio in Dallas. You get a snow globe as a youngster? You still?
Yeah, I've had a snow globe. But I've actually have one of New York City. I got one, funny enough, in the middle of summer. And I got it just as a souvenir, yeah.
Well, people collect those. It's a big collector item.
Yeah, it is. Right, exactly. All right, so I was talking earlier about the environment and Al Gore and whether we have to be all worked up about that. What do you think, as we look back, everybody does this, and I thought I'd do it for a few minutes just because I feel obligated to a point to do it, not because everybody else does it, but because it sort of puts things into perspective. The biggest thing that affected you this past year, and whether it was the news, something in the news, something in your family, but I do think this is a reflective week. People think in there, the television stations, the big story of the year, or blah, blah, blah. And so there's some of that, but for each of us individually, Jay, I'll start with you. What was the most impactful thing that happened either in your life or to influence, because you and I we're all radio brats here, and so we live it, we sleep it, we're around it all the time, we're around the news all the time. Did something happen in your life that was more important than anything that was of concern to everybody else, like Jay's most important moment from the past 12 months?
I'm putting me on the spot. There are quite a few moments that definitely resonate. There's a big one that kind of medical situation I'm not prepared to talk about at the moment.
No, but you have to talk about it.
That's one. And as far as the news stuff goes, there have been, I feel like, more stories this year than in any past year that have kind of opened my eyes to a lot of things that happen around the world and makes you feel simultaneously incredibly blessed for something that we take for granted that other people don't get to regularly do, especially the things that are happening in the Middle East. That is definitely very impactful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be. There are more things going on like that that we wish weren't going on. John, what about you? John Harper from WMEL. What about you in terms of your personal thing, whatever you want to share? And then what do you think is, you are a follower of fashion, you know, that we're all around the news every day, we talk about it. So what comes into your mind first with you and then in more of a global sense?
Well, first, Doug, I think it comes down to health, and that's been extremely important and number one on my hit parade list. Number two, as I get closer to my little granddaughter in Atlanta. That's been very important to me, and that's been a big joy in my life. And three, I've been constantly amazed, as I'm sure you have too, as the mass shootings continue in our country. I just cannot believe what happened in this past year. That just amazes me. It saddens me. And I keep wondering, when will that end? And probably it will only end when we have hangings of individuals in the town square. I mean, I just can't believe these mass shootings.
I think if we would spend more time, you bring up something, there is so much stuff that we find as a distraction. And I look at not global warming, but climate change and the discussion of that and what has happened to us in the name of the environment, the electric car business, and the fact that some states are not allowing you to use natural gas to cook with anymore, heat your home, this side business that nobody seems to realize. It's like the military-industrial complex. There's been a whole new huge industry created around the fear of what happens if. And people are so ridiculous because they think they really are going to have an impact on what the planet is doing, which is asinine. You're not going to have any impact. Buy an electric car?
No.
I want to do my part. It's nonsense. Have we contributed to the problem? Yeah, sure we do. But it's infinitesimal. Say it again, Doug. Infinitesimal in comparison to what is going on in the bowels of the planet, if you will. Volcanoes and earthquakes and all that stuff. Well, it's all tied to the atmosphere and the fact that the polar ice caps are melting and things like that. The history of this planet is one of repetition. If you know nothing else about what geology and the whole business about what we have studied and what we've learned, and it is one of continuous change. The planet is changing. It has changed in the 4.5 billion years and will continue for another 5 billion years until it gets eaten by the sun to do what it's doing. So, I don't know. I just, that kind of, as you know, it annoys the hell out of me. But I think we have to be responsible, and there's a difference.
Yeah,
right?
We have to
Isn't
be
there?
Responsible, no doubt about that. But at the same time, this global warming stuff, as you said, Doug, the planet has been around a lot longer than we have. And I don't think throwing away a plastic bag or something like that. I want to make sure the planet stays clean. I like it looking nice and pretty, as most people do. But at the same time, this global warming stuff, a little bit exaggerated. Every time there is a earthquake, a flood, a hurricane or something, everybody starts yelling global warming. And here in Florida, when we have hurricanes, and last year we were expected to have, I think, 6 named hurricanes. And
you got one, didn't you?
How yeah. Right.
One.
Right.
Yeah.
So it really is amazing how people try to pin everything on global warming, and I just don't buy into that.
Well, I think we have to you add up a lot of information, and we put the pieces together and come up with something that makes sense for all of us, and that's the whole thing. I want to talk about healthcare, as to how it developed or didn't in the past year and how it has changed. There are lots of stories floating around this week about this new virus that has a lot of people, again, the news media is trying to equate it to COVID-19. There's an ad that's running for one of the drug companies, and I can't remember which one it is, that says there's four, you know, basically telling you to get 4 shots, a COVID shot, a flu shot,
pneumonia.
A pneumonia shot. That's right. Yeah. And
shingles.
Shingles shot.
Shingles. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So, do we want to do that? Is everybody going to do that? Jay, are you going to get all of these shots?
No, but I've already gotten my flu shot. I'm a big fan of the flu shot.
You are. Why? Does it work for you?
I find it does, yeah.
We can ask Jack when he's here later.
He's not a fan of any of that. I'm not getting...
Nah.
I did get three COVID shots in the time of all of this stuff, and it's just, it was not for me. I had adverse effects. I will not get the COVID shot again. My doctor is aware of this. My doctor does not pressure me for the COVID shot. The pneumonia shot, I'm just not due for one right now, and I think I am too young for the shingles shot.
Yeah, there's two pneumonia shots that I got because I think of all the things that get you at the end, pneumonia is the most difficult. If more things happen, you fall down and you break your hip and you end up going to the hospital and you get some pneumonia. You know, your pneumonia is caused by fluids building up in your lungs. And so that happens all too frequently along with a lot of other things in the hospital. So you think about this. I had my bone density check for the first time in this last physical that I had, and I'm fortunate, knock on wood, that I have a good healthy bones. But a lot of people, as you get older, the bones get more brittle. If you don't exercise, you don't build up your muscular skeletal connection, your bones are weaker and they're more susceptible to breaking. And then you end up in the hospital, and that's the worst place you could possibly be, frankly. It's the most unhealthy place on the planet. A lot of these people that went to, you know, there are all kinds of studies about what happened with COVID and the fact that people weren't dying until they went to the hospital. And but it's just, we get so sucked in to all of this. You know, who gives a damn what the World Health Organization says? And in fact, we should be ignoring it because it's run by a couple of Chinese people who are not really our friends. And there's too much influence. You know, they keep quoting the CDC and the World Health Organization. Figure stuff out for yourself. What do you need to go by the guidelines of people kept saying during the COVID, we were going by guidelines from the CDC, which were proven to be wrong time after time after time after time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and things kept changing. Like, okay, we need to do this. Never mind. Don't do this. Do that. No, don't do that. Yeah. Do this one.
Right.
Whatever happened to our boy, Dr. Fauci? We never hear from him anymore.
I think he took his retirement.
Did he?
And headed for the hills. Yeah, right, exactly. He's had enough. All right, we're thinking here on Good Day, and I hope that's what you like. This is the Good Day program at 18 after the hour.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all-natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in three delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is Life Change Tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com. Discount code USA for 10% off your order.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As we look back at the old year and we move ourselves ahead to the new year, at this point in every hour we think we'll keep the same in the next year. There'll be some tweaking of things that we do. That's the way you do when you're doing this kind of a program and you're doing this business. You got to keep up with what is trending and what's changing, not only what we talk about on the air, but what we do with our programs. Certainly the trending things, if you can keep them into perspective, that's really, you know, some of the stuff that people talk about, maybe just fun celebrity stuff that's gossipy, and that's what we do. And some of the portions of this this part of the hour is devoted to social media. And one of the names, a couple of names that are trending, John Schneider is one of them. Lisa Kudrow is another. John Schneider is under social, good, Doug, social. Says Social Security investigation? No. Secret Service investigation. He called for Joe Biden to be publicly hung. So this is the guy, yep, you're thinking about the Dukes of Hazzard, yep,
yeah,
right?
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. So he said he should be publicly hung. This was a post on X, and it's been taken down. The Secret Service has ordered a probe. The statement was written in response to a tweet in which Biden expressed that former President Trump poses many threats to our country and the back and forth. This is nothing new. This stuff's been going on for a long time between Trump and anybody who doesn't like him and who, yeah, so they go back and forth. I would have thought Schneider would be smarter than this. Wouldn't you have thought that, John?
Absolutely. I would have never thought he'd go down that road. A lot of people have always enjoyed him from the days, as you said, of Dukes of Hazzard, and never thought he'd get involved with this type of social media talk, and it's just kind of a poison.
He was on The Masked Singer, I think. Wasn't he last week or the week before?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, right. I mean, he's been talking a lot. He's had a lot of stuff in his family, the death of his wife, who had breast cancer, you know, and he's kind of gone off the deep end since then. And that's got to be part of whatever they find when they look into it. He's just, you know, a lot of people say a lot of things. I've seen a lot of worse stuff than that on some of these social media posts, frankly. So, but it doesn't mean that you what are you going to find when you investigate him? This is what it is.
Yeah.
So he likes Trump. Okay, so he likes Trump. Big deal. Lisa Kudrow has been talking about Conan O'Brien. And apparently, I didn't know this. Did you know that she was with him for a number of years.
No, I never knew that, no.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. She's been interviewed in Vanity Fair, and that is one of the things that they were focusing on was Late Night with Conan O'Brien and people that were in his life then. So his ex-girlfriend is Lisa Kudrow, and she was talking about how he was trying to make magic on the air. He said they talked a lot about him trying to replace David Letterman when he was on The Tonight Show as well. She said that she was talking about him in the best possible way, so she said. It's interesting to see what we don't know about, you know, I had no idea that she was in a relationship.
I never did either, no.
Yeah, no, so that's interesting. And she related a lot of the stuff that went on with Conan O'Brien as he was trying to get these late night gigs and what happened. It's just an interesting interview about what you go through. This is back in 1994. Apparently. When was Friends, was that in the 90s? When was Friends in the on TV? It seems to me it was in the 1990s. It started in the 90s?
It was in the 80s.
Was it in the 80s? Yeah. All right. So she'd become more of a household name than Conan O'Brien was at the time. Anyway, just an interesting relationship story, and that's what this is all about. That's what it's all about. It's 28 after the hour on Good Day.
When is the best time to buy wrapping paper? December 26. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Have you seen how much frozen turkeys are marked down the day after Thanksgiving? Beef and turkey are both rich in protein, vitamins, and minerals, but beef has twice the fats. So why gobble just one day each year? Those day after Thanksgiving doorbuster specials can be budget busters, but everything is on sale in January. And try Christmas shopping throughout the year when you spot something someone on your gift list would appreciate. And though I love the smell of a real Christmas tree, I bought a handsome $1,000 artificial tree for $400 in January. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Airports across the country bustling with activity as millions of holiday travelers either make their way home or embark on flights for New Year's destinations. There were approximately 3,700 delays, fewer than 100 cancellations for flights. This year's travel period should be the second busiest since 2019. Could offering to return a beverage container be the key to landing that next job? One top company manager says it's been a go-to tactic for finding his best job candidates. It's generated some heated discussion on social media, too. Australian executive Trent Innes spoke of this candidate interview approach on The Venture podcast with Lambros Fotios. Critics of the tactic say it's an unfair evaluation method. Innes says it helps to ensure a proper culture fit. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Countdown. Well, I will tell you that we are going to continue with the Countdown show, one of the hallmarks of what I do. I have a bunch of different programs beside the Good Day program, but one of them is connected here to the Good Day program, and that's the talk radio review that I do on Friday. John Harper from WMEL is here with us now. He sometimes joins us on that program with the ladies, a discussion of the things that are in the talkers' top list. We're going to do a year-end countdown this week. And I think that it's appropriate for us to kind of stick with what's going on, what has gone on over the weekend, and then what's going to happen, what we think is going to happen, or what are you going to do to celebrate New Year's? Maybe it's creation. Sometimes I don't think we feel like doing stuff like, maybe you don't feel like thinking ahead. Maybe you don't feel like this is a bad year, so I don't want to put my head around what might happen this next year. Listen, there's always good stuff happening. There's always bad stuff happening. That's just right. Kind of the way it is. And we were talking earlier about the planet and whether or not whether we save it or not. Is it a lost cause? It's something that I don't think we have a whole lot of control over. Frankly, I don't think it's a lost cause at all, because I think the planet has survived nicely for the past 4.5-5 billion years and has grown. But there are those people who celebrate, John, climate doomism. That is, oh, it's the end. Maybe we talk more about a solution And one of the things that we get ourselves wrapped up about, I think you mentioned it, is the plastics, the pollution, the ecosystems, and what we are doing, what's destabilized the planet if we agree that the planet is destabilized. I think it could, I'm not sure destabilization is the right word for it. It's changing. And so are there things that we can do? Even if plastic didn't threaten the existence of the planet, it threatens a whole lot of beings on the planet. You see these pictures all the time of dolphins, for example, or sea life that have gotten plastic stuff stuck in their gills and they can't breathe, so they die. You know, that kind of stuff. That's just carelessness. That's just sloppiness. That's just thoughtlessness on our part. And, you know, there are a lot of different ways around it. Some people are too lazy. How often do we find ourselves, you're filling up the car at the service station, you need a bottle of water, you go in and you buy a bottle of water in a plastic container, rather than somehow or other bringing, you know, we all have these, I can't tell you, I'm thinking of what's on my kitchen counter. There are at least a dozen of those containers that you can put water in. What are they called? They're not thermoses, but, you know, whatever those things are,
yeah,
for water.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying. Yeah. And so you can do things like that. Even if it isn't life and death as far as the planet is concerned, it just, it's like this, here in Los Angeles and down where you are, John, John's on the Space Coast, there are beautiful parts of the city, and there are parts of the city that are disgusting. And it was just, my grandson got a skateboard for Christmas. So we went out and we were doing that, and the part of town where they live is called Mara Vista, and it's next to Culver City, and it's in a good part of Los Angeles County. But kind of next door, there's an old, been there for 40-some-odd years, kind of a ghetto, if you will, not a homeless ghetto, but the people who don't have a lot of money, they're on city sustenance or state sustenance, and they live in this housing project. And so you see a lot of trash and dirt and things around, and you wonder, why don't they respect? Isn't it an educational thing? Is it, what is there about the lack of respect that gets shown? And it isn't just by the people who are, low-income people, although it seems to show up more there. Is it just that we don't pay attention to that part of town because it is low-income and none of them pay taxes? So, let's just forget about it. But there's dirt everywhere. Go ahead.
I always find it interesting, Doug, where the homeless, I saw one last night when I was getting gas, and this guy has his shopping basket from some store loaded down like it's a SUV with all kinds of trash and junk, and I find it amazing. They can pay for cigarettes, they can get a cell phone, but they can't clean up after themselves.
Yeah. Well, who knows what the influences are, but, excuse me, you're right. I just find that very distressing, frankly. But, again, there are ways, if you're just conscious, that's the only thing I'm bringing up here. We could get rid of 80% of the plastic by changing our habits, much as anything else. It's handy. Look at all the food. Look at the packaging that the food comes in that you buy at the grocery store. It's all plastic, right?
Yeah.
Does it have to be? No, doesn't have to be. It can be, there are these packages that are around now. The reason the grocery stores don't use them is because they're more expensive, these packages that are biodegradable, right? You just throw them out in the garbage. I have on the farm, I have a composting facility. And the stuff that gets thrown in there, we pick up scraps of food from around the community and bring it in. That gets put in. This is a huge operation now. We've got stuff, leaves coming in from all over the place, and that gets used along with other things. One of the things that we lost a cow last week who died of natural causes, kind of an older cow, and we bring her down and put her, whenever a cow dies, bring her down and put her on the compost pile. And it really is an amazing educational experience. I'd like to, bring a class of 6th or 7th graders down and have them learn how the system works. The cows get put into the compost pile, and within four or five weeks, you can see if the cow is dug up. We don't often do this, but I did do it once to make a point. The cow begins to decompose, and because of all of the microbes that are in these piles, they dissolve the cow, and it becomes composting, because what goes in comes out. Even though they're small microbial beings, what they excrete is what they, you know, what's been chewed up, if you will, in the cow. And you could do that with almost anything. That's what they do with the leaves. They put it through the same process. Everything that's organic goes through the same process, and then it gets to be recycled, gets used over again. And so, you know, if that's the case, and you have these containers that you can throw in, there are pizza boxes now. I see pizza boxes all the time. And what looks like plastic that people put their garbage in, but it's all biodegradable, and within a week, that stuff's all gone. Put it in a pile, and it's gone. Yeah. So you can do it if you want to do it. But some people are too damn lazy, or they don't know, whatever. And so, you know, we continue to sludge through with all of this stuff, this focus, when it's so easy to fix the problem. It really is. So, anyway, I'm just going off on my tooth.
I've heard where there are now decomposing piles of humans. The same identical thing. You're talking about cows, but this is for humans, and apparently this is catching on. A lot of people want to do that.
There are people, there are now funeral services that are offering a decomposing, a composting of the body of the loved one. They put them into a, you know, into a receptacle, and they get, you know, put back. I mean, what's the point of digging a hole in the ground, putting somebody in a wooden or a plastic or a bronze casket, putting it in the ground, and then putting a cement covering on that casket? What's the point? Why do you do that? I mean, it may be tradition, but you know, I don't get that.
Well, I think tradition, yeah, that has a lot to do with it. But at the same time, I think people who do that think that their loved one is still there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the soul is there, or something like that. And I think that's what it comes down to.
Maybe. Yeah, that might be it.
Yeah.
All right, some of the things that there are people that are trying to, and this will be part of when we do the talkers countdown at the end of the week, the top items, I think we have 20 items, the top 20 items. I believe that number one, but certainly in that list, are the perils of artificial intelligence. This is an unsettling reality for me, and I don't think it goes away. If anything, it becomes more of the public discourse. How do we prevent artificial intelligence? For example, in schools, I was talking about this with my daughter and son-in-law, who are both professors at UCLA, yesterday during Christmas dinner. You know, what do you do? Megan can tell. There have been some examples of it this year. She told me about three different papers that were turned in by students that used AI. And they weren't very smart about it, because Megan responded right away, plagiarism from other sources. And so, but you're going to see more and more of this, and then that takes away. I think we already are in a, we have a problem, Houston, we have a problem, because the educational system that we're in now relies on these devices instead of people thinking for themselves. You can look everything up. Right? You don't have to. How many children do you know who are of school age that have either the schools have assigned them an iPad, or they've parents have bought it for them, and they don't have to. There's no thinking involved.
That's amazing, isn't it? And probably virtually every school kid, starting at the age of 10 and on up, are using the iPad for artificial intelligence. I don't think there's any doubt about it. And where does it stop? Nobody knows.
I'm going to talk to Jack Stockwell in a few minutes about the death of Matthew Perry. He's got a theory about why this guy died that hasn't surfaced yet. So you want to stick around for that. All right, so looking at holiday travel, people are out and about. What's the traffic in South Florida? John is WMEL's studio in South Florida.
It,
so
it,
what's
It's been heavy, Doug. Very noticeable as far as even last night I had to go out. And around 6 o'clock I thought, wow, this traffic is heavy for this time of the night on Christmas night. But building up to Christmas Day, I thought the traffic was heavy. A lot of tourists, of course. But overall, it's what you would normally expect, I guess, here in Florida for this time of the year.
Yeah. How many national parks are there around where you are? I'm trying to remember. There's a lot of, looking at the national park system around the country, lots of people go there. We were talking about that last night because my son-in-law, Matthew, wants to take Miles up for 3 nights, and there are a bunch of national parks around here that encourage that sort of thing. I guess I'm wondering what there is. There's a lot of that stuff down there in Florida, too, isn't there?
Well, there is, and there are quite a few to choose from. And if you just extend your mileage a little bit further from home, there are some great national parks. I know Daytona has one, and that's very enjoyable to go to. Right here on the Space Coast, we have a national park, and it's called Playa Linda Beach. And you can get in there and position yourself where you're not too far from where the rockets launch from. And it's kind of exciting. Very nice beach. Very nice beach. Used to be a nude beach, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Well, that would be, more and more people. I think we've certainly talked about this over the years as you and I have been able to go to some of these launches. I just think that that's a great way for us to be proud about what America can do.
Yes, sir. It really absolutely is.
I think what goes on in the Space Coast represents the best of America. John Harper from WMEL here on the Good Day program at 48 after the hour with Doug.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Visit with Dr. Jack Stockwell on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, reviewing a couple of different things that are from Jack's wheelhouse. Jack is a NURCA chiropractor practicing at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. Has a fabulous website, ForbiddenDoctor.com. He's a gut specialist, if you will. That is all things in your body. Anything that's good going on in your body, anything that's bad in your body, makes common sense, actually. All begins in your stomach. In your gut. What's there in your gut? What are you feeding your gut? And I want to spend some time talking about what we all do too much of during the holidays, what we eat. But you had an interesting post that you sent to me that I wanted to talk about because I hadn't heard this anyplace else. What happened to Matthew Perry and what it is, the business about whether, you know, all the vaccines that he'd had and what he was taking for drugs and that sort of thing. But there's an interesting side story that has developed, and I don't know how you got a hold of it, but I saw it attached to you, and I thought it was worth a minute or two of our time. What some people are theorizing is the reason that Matthew Perry was dispatched. It wasn't an accident, but what had he come across, according to what you found?
Well, you know, there's secrets that... wherever there's great power, there's great secrets. And Hollywood certainly has great power. Power to make stars, power to destroy stars. And we know that sexual problems go all the way back to even before sound was in movies. Fatty Arbuckle and what was going on with him kinds of stars back then and the producer's couch and little kind of stories of which we momentarily dismiss because, well, our star, my favorite star, wouldn't have done that. But, of course, there is the underlying story in Hollywood of the pedophilia. Not above 18, of course, pedophilia below 18, child stars, what they had to go through to become a child star, what their parents were willing to submit them to become a famous movie star. Well, I can't prove it. I don't know. The people who seem to be able to prove this disappear from time to time. And there's the allegation that Matthew Perry had enough of it and he was going to come out with what he knew to be the truth or what he considered to be the truth, as some other people have done in the past. And suddenly they either have no career left at all or they disappear.
Mm-hmm.
And in this, you know, and so maybe I'm spreading something libelous. I don't know. I'm not spreading it. I'm just saying there's plenty of stories out there from insiders who claim that's exactly what happened. He was going to open his mouth.
You also said that he'd been vaxxed up and wondered out loud.
Well, he wore a T-shirt. He wore a T-shirt. He had press. There were pictures of him wearing a T-shirt, super vaxxed, this kind of stuff. I couldn't be more vaxxed, I think is what it said. I could not be more vaxxed. And we know very well now that plenty of evidence out there, when you have multiple vaccinations of the COVID variety and multiple boosters on top of that, which every one that you get, your lifespan withdraws or decreases quickly, your projected lifespan. So that may have been a part of it as well, because he died way too early.
Mm-hmm, 54.
Yeah.
All right, let's speak about dying. I don't mean this to have a kind of a negative impact on people listening, but because we're in that week, that no man's land week between Christmas and New Year's, there is a focus on what we're eating. And we all know we kind of eat too much, we indulge. That's where Calitrin comes in, losing weight and keeping it off. But there is certainly a lot of information. You talk about sugar all the time, carbohydrates, the things that happen to our body when we have sugar. And there's yet again another warning about feeding cancer cells, how sugar feeds. What kind of sugar are we talking about?
Well, all sugars do to some degree, but it's the process, the simple sugars. The sugars that break down into glucose the minute it hits the bloodstream, or the digestive system. And we know from Johns Hopkins research, cancer research centers, that they've publicly come out and said, you want to stop cancer, stop all sugar. Because cancer cells are extremely primitive. Cancer cells can't use fat as their energy like the cells of your body want to use. The thing that keeps you alive all night long from not starving to death is all the fat that's in your bloodstream that your body will use during the night to keep your body alive. Well, cancer cells are so primitive, they're either rogue stem cells or they're the older cells that are not following the normal, what's called apoptosis, the normal programmed death of the cell. Instead of dying, they multiply uncontrollably. And, you know, and what happens is that these cells need sugar to consume or to continue their abnormal process. So just be, you know, if you're prone to cancer or have had cancer, watch the sugar levels.
There you go. Word from the wise. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.